News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North City. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, a year talk show station of choice. I'm out here on the corner of California and Eureka at the Outwest Furniture, and we are here for Fill a Bag, Feed a Family. Good morning, Bad Bob. How you doing?
Doing well, sir.
And how's it coming across here?
Through the miracle of modern electronics. In last minute frantic movement, we have you on the air, yes.
Well, I tell you what, right now you're hearing a lot of noise because of the trucks going by and the cars going by, but we're looking forward to a lot of people coming by down here. Bring us your groceries, bring us those extra cans of food, bring us the packaged foods, the macaroni, the, mixes, vegetables in your cans, you know, anything that you have, anything that you want to go down and get. It's really going to help the One Safe Place this year. As you know, during Thanksgiving and Christmas, there's a big run on a lot of help from the One Safe Place to the women and men that are being assisted here. But Bad Bob, what's it look like for our weather today?
Well, Carl, what we're looking at is sunny, a high near 77, and tonight's low will be about 52 degrees. Sunny tomorrow, high near 76. So beautiful weather headed as we head into the weekend. Might see some showers on Saturday night. Currently in Reading, we're looking at about 45 degrees. And this report, now brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our customers, our warm friends, Shasta Gas Propane. And we do have our Wells Fargo Market Minute standing by, Carl.
Okay, and who's doing the Market Minute
today? We have Chris Lasondak on the line with the Market Minute. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading. The markets are in negative territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 50 points at 15,567. The S&P 500 down a fraction at 1763, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 20 points at 3910. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 120 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, AT&T down 3 cents at 36.23, Bank of America off a nickel at 14.12, Ford's down 21 cents at 17.13, and Avon Products down 4.65 at 17.75. Of local interest, PG&E down 36 cents at 41.52, North Valley Bank is down a dime at 19.19, Sturm Ruger up 26 cents at 64.43, and Cabela's up down 78 cents at 59.26. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.54%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.32. Oil's down 34 cents a barrel at 96.43. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $17.14 an ounce at 13.2507. Silver's down 65 cents at 21.99. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR. What's going on in Wall Street? What's going on with affordable health care? What's going on with just about everything in government, as we're going to be talking about later on today? You need somebody that's been following what's happening on Wall Street, that's following the trends, that can give you some really great advice. And those are our friends down at our Wells Fargo Advisors, located down in Park Marina Drive. Okay, hey, Bad Bob, let's take a quick break here. And while we're, what's happening essentially is that we're running, like you said, as we do, we always have like two or three backups. And today we're Skyping over iPad when we're trying to get the electricity turned on here. And as soon as that goes on, we can put everything else on. But we'll be let's take a break for a commercial. And my guest, Jake Ryan's here. And when we come back, let's start talking about what's going on in the world.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding, tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And we go once again live to Out West Furniture for Fill a Bag, Feed a Family. Here's Carl Bott.
Well, Bob, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine, sir.
Okay, well, I'm out here in the quarter of California, Eureka here, and we are doing Fill a Bag, Feed a Family, for, One Safe Place. And the, so if you've got any types of groceries and cans or packaged foods, please bring them down today, drop them off. We, they need food. It's the, for all of the people they're helping, the women, children, and men that help are being assisted by One Safe Place. Now, the electricity just got turned on, but we haven't had a chance to hook into it yet. So we're still using the magic of iPad to keep us going. And my guest today is Jake Ryan of Patriot Gold and Silver. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning.
You know, today, Jake, you had some really great news, and it's time to, like, brag a little bit.
Am I allowed to do that?
You can do that.
Okay. For the family listening at home, turn off the radio because I'm at it again. We found out a couple weeks ago that my second son got a perfect score on his ACT, perfect 36. All the way through, science, math, verbal. So we're hoping that translates into like a free ride somewhere.
Well, I think, you know, anybody gets a perfect score on anything has obviously put a lot of work on it. And yes. He's a musician too, right?
Oh yeah, he's a musician. He's got a good heart. He's part of that little Ryan Mountain Boy thing that we do where we go to the assisted living and you know, a lot of people put that on their college applications because they have to show volunteer community stuff. You know, he's been playing for for assisted living in hospitals and stuff since he was like 6 or 7. So it wasn't like a new thing he decided to do to get into college. So, but then that, on top of a perfect score in the ACT, what, 1.8 million people take that test every year, and like less than 1,000 get a perfect score.
Now, where does your son go to school?
UPREP.
UPREP. Well, you know what? We have a lot of confidence in UPREP and the people there. We've been talking up to them for years. UPREP, the schools in Shasta County are, I think, a cut above the rest of the state. But then you get into ones like UPREP and then to our private schools, Redding Christian and several others. I mean, you can't. They obviously are teaching the right thing.
You were a substitute teacher there, weren't you? Isn't that a little self-serving?
Well, you know, if you know, the word is substitute teacher. So, guys, just let me plug that in,
okay?
If you plug me in the wrong way here, I'll blow this whole thing up, and then all you will get is bills and invoices. Anyway, okay, Jake Ryan is my guest today, Patriot Gold and Silver, and one of the things that I wanted to talk to Jake about later on, and that's what we're going to do, is the emergency preparedness. Based on, you know, a couple of things that have happened out there, but mainly I saw a docudrama on if all the power went off in the United States for 2 weeks, what would happen?
Bedlam. Absolutely. I'm reading a book, I finished reading the book called One Second After, and, not only does the electricity go out in an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack, but, it doesn't come back in 2 weeks. And it's a small community in North Carolina. How do they survive it? But the great thing is you look at it and you try to apply it to what you do every day and what you take for granted. And, I mean, just some of the scenarios become heart-wrenching, things you don't think about. Like, what if I had a child that type 1 diabetes? Well, I just give them the insulin shot, which has to be cooled in the refrigerator at 70 degrees or colder. And if you don't do that, then it just goes bad. And then what do you do? So, if you're a grown man like me or you know, former military like Carl and I mean, it's the kind of thing that makes you weep, especially if you have children.
It does. Hey, Bat Bob, we're going to take a quick break here because we're going to try and get ourselves hooked back up electronically wise. And we'll be right back after these messages.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. How are we doing, Bob? Can you hear us now?
Yes.
Okay, we're hooked up again, and I'm not getting a lot of feedback through my microphone right now on what I'm saying, but you can hear me okay. Is that correct?
I can hear you okay, correct.
Okay, let's check with Jake here. Jake, let's run. Say hello to Bad Bob here.
Hey, Bob, are my levels good? I mean, am I going
Jake,
off the charts?
Yeah. You guys sound just fine.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends down there with this cold weather serving all different types of holiday coffee, including pumpkin latte. Veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's and walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, let's, before we get into on emergency preparedness, let's talk about being prepared in the sense of what's happening in the world today. Yesterday, Catherine Sebelius of the Health and Human Services made her appearance on Capitol Hill and said that, frankly, things weren't going very well. Were you following that, Jake?
I did. I was so impressed by the fact that she took responsibility. And when somebody pressed her for what that actually meant, it's like, well, what do you mean? I've already accept the responsibility. It's just totally clueless. It's like, you just did this terrible thing. People are losing their insurance. They can't get on. And so so you've identified yourself as responsible. What's your punishment as a result of that? And basically, I use this word infrequently, evil, but I swear to God that woman's evil.
Well, you know, I don't know if she's evil, it's just incompetent. Here's the thing that bothers me the most is the fact is when somebody asked her, would you sign up for the Affordable Care Act? And she hems and haws. He said, no, would you sign up for the Affordable Care Act? Are you going to do that? And she said, well, I can't, legally, I can't do that. Well, she's wrong. She can sign up for the Affordable Care Act. She can drop her insurance and do that. And frankly, that's what I would like to see everybody that voted for the Affordable Care Act do in Congress, all of their minions, the president, everybody, sign up for Affordable Care Act, except one thing.
They can't.
They can't. That's right. They can't sign up. And why can't they sign up?
Because the website that we spent $650 million on doesn't work.
How can that be? We've had 3.5 years to work on it.
You know, I know I'm wearing my tinfoil hat, but it's kind of the nature of my business to sort of think there might be something to conspiracies. But the company that actually put that thing together, that website together, does 95% of all the federal agencies, the Canadian-based company.
It does? I know. See, I didn't know that. I thought that this was one they just pulled out of the air.
No. And so if this is something they're used to doing, I find it hard to believe that the glitches, I think the glitches are intentional. I think we're sitting here talking about the glitches and why it doesn't work so that we will ignore the fact that a whole bunch of people are being canceled from their insurance and that they're being forced to transition into much more expensive insurance with higher deductibles that they can't afford. I mean, the glitch really is in the design of the program, not the website.
That's the point people are, we should really kind of emphasize. You know, the website will eventually be fixed. I'm not sure when eventually, because this could be so totally, put together wrong. And from what I understand, even using 10-year-old technology in many cases, is that it may not be able to work and they may have to put it off for another year. I think what people are going to find though is that what's inside once they get in there is going to be the real horror story, the real Halloween because of just like you said, losing their insurance, the cost, the taxes. You know, people don't realize that there's a lot of cost in this to make this work.
Yeah. People that you were used to like $150 or $200 deductibles are now, you know, because, and they like that plan, are being pushed into better plans, quote unquote, better plans that cover so much. Well, they keep talking about coverage like, like, you know, that's a big concern that, that if you're 70 or, I'm sorry, 60 years old, you get, prenatal care that you didn't get in your old plan. Well, and then the upside is you, again, you were paying a $200 deductible, but now, you're paying what, $5,000? And so that means that in addition to the $400 or $500 a month you're going to have to pay as a single person, what is that, a year, $6,000, you then have to pay $5,000 before, additional $5,000 before any insurance kicks in.
And when you look at it for young people are very happy with say, okay, this is how much I pay. I pay maybe $150 a month because I'm 22 years old, I'm healthy and all this. Now they're going to have to pay this because they have to pay for the older people. And if the younger people don't sign up, if the younger people don't sign up for this, then we go into the spiral where they're going to raise the prices. They have to make it work. And then at that point, more people don't buy. And then it goes even worse. And the whole thing could collapse on itself. Then what happens? Because we've had insurance canceled. We've had the insurance companies back off. So it leads us to one thing.
A single payer.
Government takes over and gives Medicare to everybody.
Right. And then, I noticed that if you look online, all these young people have this strategy. And it's simply this, that some very responsible people who actually have insurance are looking at gaming the system and saying, well, okay, I'll just take the penalty, which is for me, let's say $95.
Yeah, nothing.
And then if I get sick, because you can't deny me for pre-existing condition, I'll go ahead and then I'll sign up for the insurance. The only reason that you're not seeing people do that right now is that there's currently no cap on deductibles. And so, I mean, So if they did try to sign up for an insurance after they got sick this year, just this year, then they would find that that's not as good a deal. But next year, when there is a cap on it and you can't deny somebody for pre-existing condition, that's the strategy. Just don't get insurance until you're sick.
It'd be like, okay, I don't need this for a broken leg, because my leg's not broken and I break my leg, I can sign up for insurance. That's gotta be quick though. So then you still go to the emergency room, you still get this and they say, well, you don't have insurance. Oh, well, no, I don't. So I'll sign up for it now. I don't know. Do they retroactive it or what?
Yeah,
I wonder what they would do.
Only for services, but my understanding from what I've read of it, and I'm like everybody else, nobody really knows. I mean, Nancy Pelosi lied. We have to vote on it before we can see what's in it. Well, they voted on it. We still don't know what's in it because every day is just a revelation because the rules are still being written. Law is a law, but the rules go on.
And they changed the rules. And, you know, here's the thing. It's like when Obama said, I'm just going to extend this to
for the employer mandate?
For the employer mandate and extend that for a year. And then, wait a minute, you can't do that. That's against the law. Oh, well, we'll just change the law. And so they did. They changed the law. But he wouldn't change it for the individuals, which is, you know, this is the man that's supposed to be looking out after everybody. But it sounds to me like he's looking out after big business.
And then the Democrats have the nerve to say, you know, to say, well, it's the law of the land as if it was sanctified and you can't change anything and you can't delay the individual mandate because of that. And yet he had no problem doing it at all.
Well, there is no problem. I mean, if you can say we're not going to obey parts of the law from the Homeland Security about guarding the border. We're not going to deport people that are here illegally. We're not going to even arrest people that are here illegally. We're not going to do anything that we don't want to. He's picking and choosing the laws he wants to enforce, you can't run a nation like that.
If he were smart, actually what he would have done is he would have gone ahead and extended the employer and the individual mandate.
Yes.
And if he had done that, then, of course, the reason people weren't signing up was that they had a whole year grace period, not because the insurance was lousy and that the website didn't work.
Well, and I think that and it makes me wonder, is it hubris? Is it just that he thinks that everything he does is golden? And then when something like this happens, well, I tell you what, we're going to take a break here in about a minute. But one of the things I want to talk about is the reason we're down here and you're hearing all these people driving by. We're on the corner, of California and Eureka at the Out West Furniture Store. Come on in with your groceries. Come on in with bags of food. Come on in to help people for one safe place. Bring in those extra canned goods. Go on down to the store. Get the canned goods. Get, the makings you would need for a turkey dinner and then have, and then also the packaged foods, the macaroni, the rice, beans, and bring all this down here, right here to our friends at One Safe Place down at, we're out here at the Out West Furniture Store in the corner of California and Eureka. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Jake Ryan, we're down here, and we're going to be discussing some more about what's happening in our world around here in our county, but then what happens if we have a huge electrical blackout? What happens if there's a big earthquake? Are you ready? Are you ready to take care of yourself, to accept the responsibility? We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy at NorCal Fire and Destruction. One of our most popular programs is our four-hour private group session. This class provides 4 hours of live fire instruction for up to four shooters for one low fee. After initial consultation, and if I will design a curriculum specific to your group's skill level, experience, and desired outcomes. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalified.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I've seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty, and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Jake Ryan. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. She's got Valerie Ingler and a couple of other great people that are coming on, so you can listen to her talk about what's happening in film, fashion, theater, and other things that Linda has found to share and spread throughout the world.
So is Linda sleeping in?
Linda is getting ready for the show. this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, our friends down there. You know what? Not only do they have an in-store deli with just an outstanding selection of foods, natural foods, but they have the Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. The North State's nutrition experts, they have raw food, organic foods, all types of vegetables, and every type of dried foods and beans. They have everything there for you that you can use for later on for in your, and when you're doing part of your preparations. They also are having classes now on healthy living, diet, food, everything there. All of this at Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street, which is just in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call, 244-9141. Our friends at Orchard Nutrition, oh, they also have the Amazing Foods for Life and the new gluten-free mixes that they have there. Just outstanding. Okay, we're here with on the corner of Eureka and California, and we're collecting money. We'll take money too, but we're doing fill a bag, feed a family for one safe place here. Bring by canned goods, bring by packaged foods. Come on down, and you'll have and be able to help out the families at one safe place. In fact, let me bring over Michael Burke here, and Mike, why don't you come on in here and sit down and tell us what we're doing. Tell us where the food's going to and how people can help.
Well, thanks again for being here, Carla. I just think it's wonderful to have you out here. You're such a big supporter of One Safe Place. You've been on this entire journey with me from day one, and I appreciate you so much. But what we're doing out here today is there's an increased need in our community for domestic violence and sexual assault victims, and we're seeing a large increase of number of people in the center. And when they come in, sometimes they're hungry. Or when they leave, sometimes they need a bag of food to go home with. And that's what this is all about. It's feed a bag, fill a family. It's just the kickoff of Thanksgiving season. And, you know, downtownreading.com shined again this year, helping us out. Last year when we did this event, we actually filled an entire trailer full of food just at this day. And it filled our pantries for about 4 months. So if anybody is driving their kids to school and can stop by one of the local supermarkets, grab a couple of cans of food and drop them off, it would be a huge help.
Well, you know what? A lot of times you don't think about the fact that the people, it's Thanksgiving. You're thinking about your family. You're thinking about, oh gosh, I'm doing this, and the economy's not great. A lot of people are hurting during this time frame. But I bet if you think about it, you've got enough, you've got some of that extra canned goods that you had in your pantry. Or, like you said, you just hadn't dropped by a store and it's for $10 or $15.
Yeah.
You can do a tremendous amount of good.
I would definitely agree. It doesn't have to be a huge donation, just a couple of cans on your way out of the house this morning on your way to work. You know, you go buy a cup of coffee, it's almost $5 now. And yeah, you can just reach into your pantry and grab a couple of those cans. We prefer they not be expired, you know.
Yeah,
sometimes stuff, even in my pantry, has been in there long enough that I have to go clear it out every now and then. But we really appreciate it. Who really benefits is children in our community. You know, we've had victims come into the center and they're looking for services, and their children and them, they just grabbed what they had to get out of the abusive situation, and they're hungry. And it's really hard to get services and be open for help when your basic human needs aren't being fulfilled. And at the One Safe Place Client Service Center, we have a kitchen set up just so that way we can make food for people. Everybody who comes in gets coffee. You know, if you have an extra can of coffee in your cupboard, grab that this morning. We always need coffee.
Yeah, coffee, tea, the tea bags. I must have five boxes of tea bags that I just pick up during the year that are good.
Yeah.
But it's just something to come down and do.
And if you're just getting to work, Carl, you know, last year we had quite a few people who just got to work, were listening to your great station, and said, you know what, I'm going to go fill up a bag over there at Holiday and bring it on over. So that's another option, is if you're at work and everybody chips in $10, you guys can come up with a huge bag of food. We're going to be here till 10 a.m. this morning, hoping to get food for people. It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, too. That's the reason we're doing it right now. 1 in 4 women are victims of family violence, and it's time to stand up and say stop.
Sometimes it's a misconception, too, is that One Safe Place is just for women. It's not.
No.
For men also. It's for families, that you also help a number of men that come down that also need assistance. They may have may bring their children.
Absolutely. We're so dedicated to helping men and single people and everybody that we actually changed our name. We were the Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Those are 4 key words that can keep people away: women, refuge, family, and justice. You know, so we changed our name to One Safe Place. We're one organization that's strong and helpful to people around. We believe in empowering people to survive, and we have seen an increase of men in the center since we changed our name, and we're very proud of that. We're proud to be here for everybody.
Well, that's it. You want to reach out to everybody that needs some help, and One Safe Place has done this. And as you said, we've been associated with y'all from the beginning, and we're proud to do that. You are, We see what you do for our community. There's so many great people in our community helping each other, even during the times of need as we are now. Because everybody knows the economy is not where it used to be. And things are tougher. Things are tougher, but people still are reaching out and helping those that need assistance.
And in a tougher economy, usually domestic violence will go up. And we need to get the perpetrators to stop being that. We need them to stop hurting. A lot of times we'll say, well, the victim needs to change what they do. And really, we need to educate the community enough to change what the perpetrators are doing and say it's not okay. There's other ways to deal with not having an income. There's other ways to deal with stress than take it out on the ones you love. And so One Safe Place is all about just empowering victims to get out of that situation and get some help.
Well, that's the whole thing, is breaking cycles. And breaking cycles starts in school. It starts in kindergarten when people realize that violence in the home, whether it's verbal or physical violence, isn't right. And education is a good way of doing this.
And that's why I'm so proud of our outreach and education department. I'm seeing a lot of kids I know actually driving by here on their way to school, because my son goes to Manzanita and all Robert's friends are coming by. But our outreach and education department reached out to over 5,000 people last year. Over 2,500 of those were school-aged children. We just did our numbers for a couple of grants we had to reach out to children K through 12. We so far exceeded our expectations that I was so proud of our outreach and education department. They're really getting out there making a difference. And Carl, you're familiar with our Camp Hope program.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we took 100 kids last year up to Kidder Creek, and they're all exposed to domestic violence and sexual assault. We just got back from our planning weekend for 2014. And man, you want to talk about making a difference. That camp does that.
Okay. I tell you what, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, talk a little bit more about that, and some more about One Safe Place. And we'll be right back. Mike Burke is joined us here for a few minutes it's Halloween, and he's in his Superman costume, in his Superman costume, and I, of course, in my camouflage coat, which I wear all the time, but I do have a great head of hair. We'll be right back after these messages.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday, when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Attention North State homeowners. Are your utility bills too high? Do you wish there was another option? There is. The Powerhouse Advantage program can instantly reduce your electric bill by as much as 20%. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Powerhouse Solar is now installing a state-of-the-art SunPower solar system with no upfront costs, nothing to buy, no maintenance fees, no installation fees. System design, permits, installation, and maintenance are all included. We handle everything for you. There's never been a better time to make the switch to solar. Call today and receive a free custom solar home analysis. To find out more information, call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600. Don't wait for those high summer utility bills. Start saving money and upgrade your home to solar today. Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600. That's 275-5600. Or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is not here today because she's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Valerie Miller and a number of other people are going to be joining Linda tonight at 6 o'clock. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, our friends down there. Your neighbors making great deals for neighbors. If you want a car, truck, or SUV, whether it's new or previously owned, Reading Crown Motors is the place to go to. They take great pride in treating people right. They're your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge Ram, and Ford dealership. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. And let me add that their service department is just outstanding. By the way, speaking of being outstanding, the Marines of Shasta County proudly announced the 238th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. I'm already celebrating. Featuring a grand and glorious celebration Sunday, November 10th in the Event Center to Wind River Casino. I got music, dinner, the Jefferson Pipes guest speaker will be Colonel Dean Coswell, United States Marine Corps retired, ace fighter pilot in the Pacific, Korea, and Vietnam. And you know what? You can have a great time there, like I said. For more information, call Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595. 524-7595. Semper Fidelis. Our guest sitting with us now is Gene King, the boss, the One Safe Place.
I like that.
You like that?
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. A little bit chilly out.
Yeah, I was going to say, thank you so much for being out here. It's kind of cold this morning, but getting warmer.
As long as a logging truck doesn't drive over us, I'm okay. But they've been close once.
They're waving
at us. We're just talking to Michael, but One Safe Place, you've been the director there for what?
Almost two and a half years.
2.5 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what changes? Wait a second.
That's one of those logging trucks.
Logging trucks. What's the biggest change, you think, in 2.5 years?
I believe our biggest change is probably when we merged with the Family Justice Center. I think because that changed our model of working, and it's more client-oriented. We serve more people. We have more collaborations and partners. I think the heart, it's always been there, but our ability to really make more of a difference, and that's the most important change.
That's great. You know
what?
I think you can see it. Yeah, there's been many, many changes, but yeah, just start ticking them off.
Well, first of all, we made the merger. We established a fund development department. I know we do a lot of fundraising, and we go to the community a lot, and we're hoping that maybe we can have that narrowed down to fewer events with more impact, so we're not going back. We, of course, changed our name to One Safe Place, and that was a very important philosophical change for us to tell the community about what who we are and what we do. We had the Camp Hope, which is probably really at the heart one of the most touching and making a difference efforts that we make. It's been incredible. We're getting national recognition for what we're doing. Senator Barbara Boxer's office just called out of the blue to wanted to visit it, see us what we're doing. We're the only
Barbara Boxer's coming to the North State?
I realize. No, she didn't. She sent a rep, but
oh, okay.
She said she'll come, and I don't want to go down that road. I just want to say.
No. I think it's absolutely great that we have a senator from our state that is doing that.
Yes.
I'm not looking at it from a political side.
Right.
But we need people of that, at that level.
To pay attention.
To be looking at the North State.
Exactly.
And on the positive sense of things that we're doing.
That's right. And I know that we kind of knocked their socks off. They had no idea what was going on up here. And no idea of the problem either. I mean, that was the other half of it, that Shasta County, unfortunately, has high alcohol rates, high drug rates, high child abuse rate. I mean, you know, those rates that we're all concerned about, but they now know those things. So they asked, what can they do to help? And you know me, I was not shy. Good things, community support, unbelievable, just unbelievable. We're so happy to be in this community.
Well, you know what is, like I was talking with Mike, is that it's tough up here. You know, when you look at unemployment and you look, you know, they say the unemployment around here is like 11 or 12%.
Right.
You know, that's not the true number. We all know that's not the true number. It's much higher than that because people are doing anything they can to survive up here.
Right.
But yet people are still, the community is still helping others and they haven't given up. They keep fighting. I mean, it's something about up here that they just don't give up.
Well, you know, not only that, but one of our philosophies as an organization and certainly myself is I try to attend as many events for other nonprofits in town and support them personally, because we're all in this together. And we can't do it without our nonprofit partners, our volunteers, and our community. And it does make a difference. We have an incredibly, big volunteer community, and we really appreciate it. And Carl, you and Linda are, everybody in town knows about you and what you do to support us, but you're there all the time for everybody, and, just thank you. We really want to thank you and Linda because, it's just,
well, you know, Gene, when we started the station and it'll be, you know, we'll have our fourth birthday here, December 15th and and starting our fifth year, it was under the auspices of This is Community Radio.
Right.
And we're proud of all we have 20 local shows, but if you're here, we're here to support the community and we have, One Safe Place, we have all the veterans issues, we have, you know, I can't even, Haven Humane, I can't even get into all of them.
All of them.
But it's our community, and we have the capability because of the station is to help. We're gonna do that.
You do.
We appreciate that.
Just our thanks to you and Linda and all the time you give us, but it is about our community, and I think we're proud of our community. Reading is proud. Chesta County is proud. We live in such a beautiful place.
It
such
is.
Good people.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. So,
well, we're here today. I'm here talking to Gene King, executive director. Is that the right word? CEO? Yeah.
Oh, CEO I like, but I'm exactly executive director.
Oh no, that's somebody else. Okay,
Queen,
I got that. That's the CEO. I'm just trying to find the right terminology.
Good.
We're here on the corner of California and Eureka, my friends, at the Outwest Furniture. Come on in, and we're gonna fill a bag and feed a family. Stop by, say hello, bring in a bag, and we're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott. We're down here again on the corner of Eureka and California. Fill a bag, feed a family.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
With fall looming, it's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, and you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader
leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-9226.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. Can you still hear me there, Bad Bob?
I can still hear you.
Well, is this something like I can hear you? Is that like a real you?
Can you hear me now? Good.
Can you hear me now? All right. Good. Because the music just dropped off. That's the reason I asked. Hey, it's 45 degrees out there. It's going to get up to like 77 a day. It's going to be a beautiful day. What can I say? And tonight, of course, is Halloween night. So you got to watch out for all those little goblins running around the streets. It'd be very, 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 very careful if, you know, a 6-year-old or 7-year-old or 8-year-old isn't really thinking about a car coming down the street. They're thinking about candy and making it to the next house. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's 45 degrees out there. Even though today is going to be beautiful, it's going to get cold at night. You need somebody that's going to take a good professional look at your heating system. And that's Alliance Heating and Air, Martin Graff and his people. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Linda and I have used Alliance Heating and Air for years, and I can't say enough about what a great job they do. This is the time right now is to have your heating system gone over, get the filters cleaned, check out all the ducts, make sure it's working right. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. I'm sitting here with Gene King, who is the CEO of Wind Safe Place.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I use the wrong term sometimes, you know, around here. You know, I thought El Jefe was good.
Yeah.
And you know what? We want to thank Nicole Larkin, Brewcraft Coffee, for providing all the coffee here today.
We do. We're very pleased for their help at this event. We are out here for Fill a Bag, Feed a Family for One Safe Place. We're looking forward to everyone stopping by and dropping off a little food. This is one of our major food drives for the year. It's very important for our shelter and for women and men who come into our client services. So we really encourage you to grab some things out of your cupboard and drop by here at Outwest Furniture.
Okay, you've dropped the kids off from school. Slide by someplace, pick up some canned goods, pick up some packaged food goods. Come on down here to the corner of Eureka in California. We're here and to the Outwest Furniture Store and just stop by, drop it off, say hello and do something great. And it's, or take a look at the canned goods you have in your pantry. I know I've got stuff in there that It's not mm-hmm. old. It hasn't expired, but it was just, you know, things you have, yeah. soups yeah. and, you know, vegetables, all those little things.
And if you don't make it by this morning, drop it by our offices at 2280 Benton Drive. If you have things that you can't get down to this morning, don't hesitate to bring it by later. We can use the food.
You know, we're also, at our offices at 1326 Market Street, we've already got food in there.
Great.
In the fill of bags. So
good.
We'll, finish, we'll get that. We'll take it on down.
Thank you.
Down to Benton Drive today. Is it, where is it? You're down there.
It's across, it's near the senior center, across from, is it Lake Reading Park or is that
right
show
across
my
Lake
age?
Reading Park. That's right. Down there where the senior center is. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Right there and you'll see, one safe yeah. place.
Well, that's our news. I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Well, your tray table will still have to be stowed and your seat back in an upright position, but the FAA has cleared the use of most electronic devices from gate to gate. That will allow passengers to play games, watch movies, and listen to music during takeoffs and landings. The exact timetable for the new regulations will depend on the individual airline. The Virginia Supreme Court reversed a jury's wrongful death verdict against the state stemming from the killings of 32 students and faculty at Virginia Tech in 2007. In a decision announced this morning, the justices say the state had no duty to warn students of the potential acts of a lone student gunman. In the face of sharp criticism, President Obama's doubling down on his health care law.
The president's taking full responsibility for Obamacare's problems and says there's no excuse. However, he gave a spirited defense of his health care law in Boston yesterday, saying a similar plan in Massachusetts got off to a rocky start, too, and he argued that people getting cancellation letters from their health plans can sign up for better coverage.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Police in New York City are investigating whether the photo of a boy riding a subway train is that of a 14-year-old autistic boy who was last seen October 4th walking out of his school in Queens. The photo was taken by a 13-year-old boy and posted on Facebook. The missing boy's parents say they can't tell if the photo is their son. Boston is gearing up for a World Series celebration. Officials today will be announcing plans for a parade to honor the Red Sox. John Lackey helped pitch the Sox to their third world title in 10 years.
This guy's as good as I could ever expect. This season couldn't end any better. Such a great group of guys. And we really care a lot about each other in this room. And I think that spilled out on the field and, man, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
David Ortiz was named series MVP. This is SRN News.
And this is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in senior home care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life and invite them to start a relationship with him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
The federal government is issuing its first guidelines to schools on how to protect children with food allergies.
It suggested that schools take steps like restricting nuts, shellfish, and other foods that can cause allergic reactions, and to make sure that emergency allergy medicines are available. About 15 states and many schools or school districts already have policies of their own, but experts say many of those policies are probably not comprehensive.
SRN's Rich Thomason says a recent CDC survey estimates that about 1 in 20 American children suffer from food allergies. A homeowners association in Las Vegas has agreed to pay $65,000 to the family of a disabled boy for refusing to allow the family to park an ambulance in their driveway. The homeowners association admits no wrongdoing in the settlement. Federal officials say the family bought the ambulance because their son needed to be taken to medical appointments while lying down. This is SRN News. There will be a symbolic connection to Boston at this weekend's New York City Marathon. Officials will paint a yellow line alongside the traditional blue line leading to the finish.
That line will be a line to the future and a line that represents our unity with Boston.
Runners can also expect much tighter security in the wake of the Boston bombing. Spectators near the finish in Central Park will undergo an extra level of scrutiny, and the NYPD will deploy helicopters and boats to help monitor that event. An official at the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog Group says a key milestone has been achieved in Syria ahead of tomorrow's deadline. The official says Syria has completed destruction of production equipment critical in the creation of chemical munitions. A national medical group says very little is known about the risks of concussions for those who play peewee football. They're urging new research into head injuries. More details at SRMnews.com. From Washington, I'm Wally Hines.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Carl Lindebaugh. Of course, Linda's got On the Spot with Lindebaugh tonight. It's 6 p.m. Valerie Ng will be her guest, and they're going to be talking about what's happening to Cascade, but also what's happening in fun fashion and film around the North State. Bad Bob, how are you doing? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Well, okay. You know, well, the reason I ask is because we're out here on the corner of California and Eureka Street for Fill a Bag, Feed a Family, for one safe place. So if you've got that extra food, you're just looking inside your pants, you're getting ready to leave today, grab two or three cans of food and stop by here today at Out West Furniture on the corner of Eureka and California as we're sitting here, and do something good. You know, help make yourself, help somebody in need. You know, give the families a hand during this holiday season. Say, Bad Bob, I understand Wells Fargo Advisors are there. Is that Chris Lasondak?
Chris Lasondak is on the phone with this Market Minute. Chris?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading. The markets are in negative territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 54 points at 15,564. The S&P 500 down 3 points at 1760, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 5 points at 3925. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 207 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $1.28 at $526.18, Intel up 9 cents at $24.59, Microsoft adding 8 cents at $35.62, and Facebook's up 26 cents at $49.27. Of local interest, Safeway down 35 cents at $34.89, Home Depot's up 3 cents at $77.91, and North Valley Bank down a dime at $19.19. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.56%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.31. Oil's down 39 cents a barrel at $96.38, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $17.73 an ounce at $13.24.26, while silver's down 67 cents an ounce at $21.97. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR. With what's going on in the world, what's going on with the Affordable Care Act, what's going on with business, which is what's going on, period. You want people that are going to be following what's happening to help you with your investments, to tell you what's really going on. And that's our Wells Fargo Advisors, located down on Park Marina Drive. Just give them a call today. Now, Bad Bob, what's the weather look like for the rest of the day? And how about the weekend?
Sunny today, a high near 77, clear tonight, a low around 52. Sunny tomorrow, a high again near 76, mostly clear over the weekend, and a chance of showers Saturday evening. Right now in Reading, 45 degrees. This report, as always, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, give them a call at 365-3793. You know, I'm here today with Jake Ryan of Patriot Gold and Silver. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Carl.
You know, earlier on before we started talking with Gene King and Michael Burke of One Safe Place, and we're here, of course, on location for Fill a Bag, Feed a Family. here at the corner of Eureka and California. And people could come by and just drop off canned goods or packaged goods that will be helping those in need this holiday season. Jake and I were talking earlier about the Unaffordable Care Act. Yeah. I mean, frankly, neither one of us can figure it out. Have you actually gone on the website?
I have. Just to see what I'm going to have to, because as a small business, the coverage I provide for my employees and for myself, is going to be canceled.
Is it really?
Yeah, it doesn't meet the new requirement. You know, they keep telling me, but we're going to give you is better. And, you know, quality is, I think I told you I was an econ major in college, and they always told us quality was a feature of a product or service at a cost. That's, you know, it's good quality because, well, you're paying for it, or it's worth it to you. That's about, yeah.
That's why you buy something. It's worth it to you.
So to tell me that my insurance is going to be better, it's better coverage, it's better this, blah, 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 you know, but my deductibles are going to be about, you know, seven times what they are now, so that's going to have to come out of my pocket. And oh, by the way, the premiums are going to go almost double. And so I'm at the point where I used to contribute to my employees, but I can't do it anymore.
Well, you're not the only one. I've talked to doctors and doctors' offices. I've talked to all types of different businesses. And I think the scariest thing was when people asked Sebelius, and asked her directly, when you said that, people would be grandfathered in, how come that's not happening? How come that's being dropped? And she said, because it didn't meet the level of what we thought you needed.
There was that, and the other thing was the insurance companies, the only thing that got grandfathered is the plan that you had.
Right.
And so what insurance companies did was they actually gave you extra benefits that you didn't have before. So initially you're grateful for it, but oh, by the way, by giving you this extra stuff, we just changed the plan, so you're no longer grandfathered.
That's right, and so then you lose it.
Yeah.
Well, now the reason I bring this up is because Jake Ryan, besides being a great economist and can talk for a year on what's happening to the economy, he also has a store here in town that enables you to take responsibility for your life during times of emergency. And this is kind of my lead-in, is because the government is trying to tell you what exactly you need to live your life. It wants to take that responsibility away from you, that choice away from you. And when we come back, we're going to talk about giving that choice back to you. Carl Bott, Jake Ryan, we're right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. And by the way, we are streaming video-wise with Wade Riggs, media consultant. And you can check us out on the website and see us live. RiggsMediaConsulting.com. That's RiggsMediaConsulting.com. And you can see us live out here in the sunlight and my new hairdo. We'll be right back.
It's time to join the revolution. Bastiani Arms is still carrying quality billet AR lower receivers. Rifle season is here, and Bastiani Arms has the Remington 597 rimfire rifles in stock. Or how about the Rock Island Armory 45 caliber 1911 compacts? Looking for handguns? See the SIG 239 40 caliber or the CAR PM9 and CW9, the smallest handgun allowed to conceal in California. Looking to earn your CCW? First Tactical Defense is located inside Bastiani Arms, and instructor Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience. CCW classes and renewals, women's only CCW classes, NRA courses or private instruction and hunter's education. The holidays will be here shortly. With a limited supply in the firearms business, now is the time to shop. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Or call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are, always there for you. Allen and Dahl with three locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, no, no. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made it help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda has on the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. and is going to have a bunch of great guests and things they're going to be talking about. We, Jake Ryan and I, are out on the corner of California and Eureka Way at Out West Furniture as we're collecting food. Because it's fill a bag, feed a family for one safe place. Here's your chance just to come on down, pull in, give a bag of food, canned goods. Take a look at your pantry today when you're leaving. Come on down, say hello to me and Jake, and just bring some food. Bring something down so that you can help people, those less fortunate, during the season. You know, Jake, when I left, we were talking about how the government was becoming a nanny state.
Right.
And how they were, how they want to make sure, according to their standards, that you've got, that you're taken care of. What do you think about that in general?
Yeah, you know, there's never, I was fortunate in that one of the few tax decreases in the state of California was a petition drive my wife and I did in Southern California. And one of the arguments I always said, you know, don't wait for them to create a situation where they can afford to give you a tax cut, because the reality is there's just never enough that the government can do for you, and so that's just how government is set up. And of course, now they'll tax you for it; they'll you know, you have to pay for it. But the inclination of government is always to do more and more and more and more, and we feed it.
And do it worse and worse and worse.
They do, but you know what, what I expect and what must be the strategy for this thing is, we're gonna wreck, the healthcare delivery system, and we're gonna come back and we're gonna say that we can fix it. The same guys that wrecked it are gonna fix it. And unfortunately, given all the uninformed voters out there,
they'll give them another shot at it.
They'll give them another shot.
Well, you know what, the only thing
somebody's gotta do something.
Well, it is. And, Mark Beecham was on our station the other, a couple weeks ago, and he said, hey, look, the whole thing was meant to fail, because what they want is, hey, look, I'm going to rescue you by giving everybody Medicare. You know, Medicare works. Why don't we just put everybody on that? Well, Medicare doesn't work for everybody, and it doesn't work all the time. And if you put everybody on it, Medicare would not work either. Right. Because when you add this many people to it. But I agree is that here's the government wants to help, but they can't even after 3.5 years roll out a system that works as far as the website. And these are the people that are going to be taking care of your health care. The one thing I've seen about this is the president's popularity is just plummeting. Not only just his ability, they say, you know, his, what they think of his job, but his personal popularity has dropped considerably in the last 2 months.
Yeah, I mean, he's supposedly the smartest guy on the planet, from his defenders, but he goes out there and he says things like, it's working great and it's a great product. And it's like, really? I know I hear these things about Benghazi and all these other things where you hear about it. He heard about it just like when everybody else did. So, I don't know. maybe now we're hearing about it more than he is.
Well, that's a scary thing. But one of the things that...
the bystander in chief.
Yeah, the bystander in chief. I like that. It's not on my watch. Anyway, hey, Jake, but the thing is we're talking about taking care of yourself, and that's it, is that you have a whole line of supplies and equipment and food and just great things to help people take care of themselves during an emergency. And that's kind of the bottom line, my friends, is are you ready to take care of yourself in case there is an emergency? We've seen what the government's been doing. We see where they're failing and failing big time. What happens if there is an earthquake, something that just cuts you off from food and water, not forever, but for about 5 days? Are you prepared?
Yeah, that's what you have to keep in mind. It's the same people that designed the website or implemented the website for Obamacare are the same people that are going to come to your rescue. And that's
the lowest bidder.
So that being said, I one of the things that always set us apart is we buy gold and silver, we sell gold and silver. But the one time somebody said you can't eat gold, you know, as if dollar bills were nutritious, is when I thought to myself, yeah, you know what, you're right. And so I started providing, you know, food buckets, emergency food buckets, and then that went to water filtration, and then that went to freeze-dried foods and solar panels, and then I opened, you know, the Reading store did so well that I opened up in Corning and then opened up in Chico, and I even have an appointment-only store in Palo Cedro. So, I mean, the concept is valid, and people don't like to talk about it. And I think the one thing you get out of my store is that when you try to tell other people your fears, it's just an inclination. Either people don't want to talk about it, they're in denial, whatever. But they make you feel like you're an alarmist or an extremist. And so a lot of people come into my shop, they're just happy that they can actually be themselves. They're worried.
Well, you know, that's it. We got... Now the logging trucks are racing here. That's, they're starting from one light to the other.
And it's the same two logging trucks going around the block. You know what?
I've seen that guy twice today. But you're absolutely right, is that you go in and you can talk to somebody about it. Now, it's kind of like that dirty little secret, or that, you know, that you start talking to other people about go bags and preparation and this, and they kind of look around and they see, you know, well, yeah, you know, I do have that. Or gosh, you know what? I really need to do this. But every time we have a show on preparation, on emergency preparation, we have a lot of people interested. A lot of people with questions and with this. Now we're not tied into our chat room today, but Bad Bob is. And so as people have questions for this about the length of time, how much should you have, you know, all this. And that's one of the things we want to talk about. But first we're going to take a quick break. And we come back, we're going to say is Jake has brought something here.
To give away,
and this is just an outstanding piece of equipment because, you know, you ever wanted to have that hot water but you don't have a fire? Well, he brought the perfect solution for that. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Jake Ryan, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palo Cedro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the 238th birthday celebration of the United States Marine Corps to be conducted at the Event Center at the Wind River Casino on Sunday, November 10th, 2013. Guest speaker will be Colonel Dean Caswell, United States Marine Corps retired, a fighter pilot during World War II who flew with Colonel Jim Sweat, Medal of Honor recipient, and formerly a resident of Reading. For additional information, contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595. Happy birthday, Marines, and Semper Fidelis.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. And I'm here with Jake Ryan from Patriot Gold and Silver, but we're also talking preparation, emergency prep. Now, Jake, you've got something you brought back that you have here. This is a new piece of equipment. I haven't seen this one before.
I know it's hard for you to believe. I get all these gimmicky things that people send me. When you're looking at emergency preparedness, survival, that sort of stuff, it's an industry out there, and unfortunately, you can get mesmerized by all the cool gadgets. But the reality is that after first blush, and if you've really thought about it, how can I actually apply this to any, you know, bad situation? You actually find these things are somewhat limited. They really don't work. So I field test everything. If you buy something from the Patriot, you know, I guarantee you I've used it. I've created scenarios that are realistic that I'd actually use this stuff in. And so this thing is called the Sun Rocket. And what it does is takes a pint of water, and you can get up to boiling, depending on how much sunlight there is. Not heat. I mean, everything will boil in a Redding summer. But I actually tested this in January when it was like 37 degrees outside, partly cloudy, and I got water up to 168 degrees. And then later on that day when it was in the 40s, with the cloud cover all burned off, I got an hour and a half up to 210 degrees, which is just shy of boiling.
Well, you know, what you have here is some way of boiling water. So if you have to cook your food, or you're going to add the soup or the tea, or just to stay warm and help stay alive.
And melt snow, because you're not supposed to eat snow.
No batteries, no electricity, just add hot water from the sun. And you're going to give this away.
And I mean, you know, I've thought about it as we were talking.
Yeah.
This project where you're dropping off groceries and stuff is good. So what I'm thinking is I'll give this away to somebody who calls in the show, who commits to bringing a bag to your offices, and then you'll swap them for it.
I'll do that. We can do that. So the first person to call that says, "Hey, look, I want this Sun Rocket, and it's a $60. This is a $60 piece of equipment here that works. And in fact, as soon as I can, I'm gonna run down today and get one. But the first person who calls in and commits to giving us a full bag of groceries on bringing it down to KCNR 1460. I'll trade you this Sun Rocket for a bag of groceries for this, and this is really a good deal.
Like a swap and sell.
It's a great deal. Yeah, it is, and we'll be a swap. And then I'll go down and get one. So, and then we'll both be able to have hot coffee in the morning. All right. Okay, we got just a couple minutes here before we have to take a break. Jake, what would you say your biggest, the people want most from your store there?
Right now we're the buckets, whether it's the 200 serving food bucket, whether it's the cooking bucket where it actually comes with a stove, its own fuel, food, and a water filter for 100 gallons, or the extreme emergency bucket.
I have that one.
Yeah. And so we're going to be, the ads aren't running yet on your, but we've actually are set up to ship, anywhere in the United States, for free. So anything, I mean, instead of buying, and every year around Thanksgiving or Christmas, I have people that come in and they buy it for their sons or their daughters or their grandkids who think they're crazy, and then they have to lug it to wherever for Thanksgiving or Christmas. And so at the Patriot, we're not going to do that, let you make you do that anymore. You just tell us where you want it sent to, and we'll ship there for free. I mean, these things are like 15 pounds, so if you try to ship it yourself, it's going to cost you quite a bit.
Yeah, it will. You know, and in this package you're talking about with the free, it's got the water filtration system. It's got a way to cook the food.
Yep.
And then you've got that. Does it have all the other great things in it too?
You've got the extreme emergency bucket.
Which
has the anti-radiation pills.
I've got, you know what? I have anti-radiation pills, but not on me right now. But I have them, in my go bag.
Because you never know when there'll be another.
You never know when there's going to be a slight accident someplace. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about the, I saw this documentary. It's a drama documentary, you know, but what happened when the electricity went off for 2 weeks? And frankly, Linda and I looked at this, and Linda she really is into this about being prepared. I mean, we don't do things like we don't bury houses behind our house. We don't, you know, have 5 years of food. But we truly believe that you are remiss for you and your family if you can't take care of yourself for 5 days.
And if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
And yeah, and if I did, I wouldn't tell you, which was one of the other things about it. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Bott, Jake Ryan, we're talking about emergency preparedness, but we are down on the corner of California and Eureka Way down at Out West Furniture. People are stopping by and they're bringing food. They're bringing fill a bag. Feed a family during this holiday season here, during the Thanksgiving, Christmas time. Stop on by. Now, also, we have the Sun Rocket we're giving away that is going to heat water just from the sun. It's a great piece of equipment. Give us a call to the station and say, hey, I'm going to bring by a sack of groceries, and I'll trade you for this. And the first one that does that, 605-4567, gets the Sun Rocket.
And we do, in fact, have a winner.
Snow.
Thank you.
Oh, we do have a winner.
Hello,
okay.
This is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding, tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's got on the spot with Lindebaugh tonight, but I'm here with Jake Ryan, a Patriot Gold and Silver.
So we had a winner, and, is that right?
Oh, we have a winner, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. What can I say? Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we did. We had a winner. Boo. Won your son Rocket, and he's bringing in a big bag of groceries, and I'll trade that for him later on today. Okay. And you know what? It's a good deal, Boo. I tell you what. In fact, I'm going down today and picking one up myself. We talked about we're down here, by the way, we're on the corner of California and Eureka Way. Come on down and bring some groceries, my friends. Bring by and help people. One safe place is collecting groceries and canned goods today, to help people during this holiday season to provide, make sure that their, pantries are filled. Because when people come in from, to be assisted, when they're leaving, things are tough right then. A lot of times they don't have a lot of money. They don't have the food that they'd like to have for this season. And, One Safe Place helps them a whole lot. You know, just besides us coming out over our radio waves, we're also going out video wise through RiggsMediaConsulting.com. RiggsMediaConsulting.com. You can hop on that on your website and you can see us live out here. Jake Ryan, Patriot Gold and Silver, also my prep guy. Is here. We saw this, it was a docudrama type
thing.
Power goes out 2 weeks. And what happens with the people? The part that really got me was the couple that lived on the 48th floor of the penthouse and she kept saying into the camera because they were like recording themselves, who's going to help us? Who's going to take care of us? Where's the government? And I, you know, by the time the fourth time she said it, I said, you know what? You are what you've earned this. Because they did nothing to help themselves.
Well, and then if think about how much you pay in taxes. I think there's this expectation that, well, in my time of need, I've paid so much money into the system that I'm going to see dividends. Well, yeah, I hate to say this, but the pain of paying taxes is not alleviated by any kind of reciprocation by the government. You really are on your own in certain scenarios. I mean, even the government tells you, hey, we might not get there for 72 hours. Yeah.
72, and depending on where you're at, but look what happened with Katrina. They were there, but I mean, these people are still living. Okay. We can go into about, you know, what happened, but Katrina, some people are still living in FEMA.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, Katrina is one of I have a philosophy that you don't know what you're preparing for. And so one of the scenarios I had was out of Katrina. Yeah. This one guy was just, his whole neighborhood became an island. They all sandbagged themselves in. They were like 7 or 8 inches above the water line, but they sandbagged themselves in. They were like an island, and which was kind of a stupid thing to do if you don't have any resource, but they did. They had this one guy and he had like two Berkey, gravity fed Berkey water filters going behind him. His neighbors were going in and out of his garage carrying cases of food. And the info babe just basically throws the microphone in his face and says, how is it that you were so well prepared? And I thought it was like Mormon or something. But he said, yeah, I got this stuff together 7 years ago for Y2K. Cause he thought those two digits was going to take him out.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. And of course everybody thought he looked pretty, pretty foolish, I guess. But you know, now 7 years later, it wasn't like, oh yeah, I'm going to keep this in case Lake Pontchartrain breaks its banks. Nobody expected that.
No, but he was ready. And I knew people that thought Y2K was going to hit him because he would come in every day and he's eating ramen noodles. He had like cases of it. I was a lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps. I go, why all the ramen noodles? And he looks at me, he goes, Y2K. And he had bought a farm. He had built a pond. He was ready. And I said, so what else do you have? He goes, oh, any type of beans or rice you may want. He says, you want me to bring in 50 pounds? And it was, you know, and I applaud him for being ready. And you're right. People looked at him like he was silly. But if it had happened, if something had happened, all these people that have poo-pooed it and said, oh, nothing's going to happen. The government will take care of us. he would have been the one that was sitting there. Okay.
You know, and buy, you know, buy a 20-year food bucket. And then, you know, 18 years from now, if you still didn't use it, it's still good. Donate it to a food pantry.
There you go.
I mean, there's absolutely no reason that this should be a foolish purchase. Anything you buy, you should be able to use. You just should have, you know, sort of your backup plan that you might need in an emergency and plan accordingly.
Well, we're going to take a break here. But when we come back, Jake, I'd like you to tell our listeners, our audience, what you would have as a minimum to take care of yourself for, say, and I'm going to make it easy. I'll just say a week, you know, for, say, a family of four for a week. If there is an emergency and the lights go off and you've got to take care of yourself for a week. So when we come back, give your best estimates for that. It's 45 degrees out here. We're down at Out West Furniture on the corner of California and Eureka Way. We're collecting money, but we'll take money too, but we're collecting food for fill a bag, feed a family. Come on by, say hello to us. We've had people coming through. Here's your chance to come on by and do something great. Make yourself feel good today. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Jake Ryan.
It's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, and you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment. All available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-9226.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Jake Ryan. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Good morning, my friends. I hope that everybody's having a great day. We are. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. And I like to say something about Mike Huber and his team, Estate Granite and more, is that they can do anything with granite, from granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture. And then he's making something called the Ultimate Lucky Smoker. Mike is an artisan. Yeah, true artisan when it comes to the, in granite and other things that he can build. Just you name it, he'll build it at Estate Granite and more, but he specializes, of course, in granite. I can't say enough about him. Outstanding work, good prices. Give him a call, 241-7866, or check out his website, Estate Granite. Okay, Jake.
All right, so the question is, what do you do to leverage your situation so that you'll survive a week? Okay, first and foremost, water, 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 water. Make sure you have a safe reservoir of water to drink. I mean, if you have to drink the water out of the toilet tank, well, you know, most people don't think about that, but not the toilet bowl, but the toilet tank is perfectly good. If you've got a water purification system that's not hooked to your refrigerator, because if the power's out, that's not going to work. So that's number one. Number two, actually, once you've taken, because you can live off, you can live without food for, you don't want to, but for a prolonged period of time, but you can't live without water. And that's where most people get their diseases. Second thing is, once you've got the water situation set up, you need food. And even though you may be gas powered in your home, a lot of that gas is delivered through all sorts of electric components. So sometimes your gas isn't going to work either when the power goes out. And so I know this sounds strange, but candles provide light. But I mean, ask anybody that was a POW in World War II, and they'll tell you that they cooked over candle. Some of the campers do it as well. So it provides light and nice little steady flame for a small pot of whatever you're making. And then after that, think about leveraging what's in your pantry. You don't have to, I mean, I'm going to sell you anything, you know, if you want, but the reality is you can leverage the stuff in your pantry, you know, before you're reduced to drinking the ketchup. But go through your pantry and look at those things that require things like eggs or milk. So when you're thinking of buying emergency supplies, you know, my biggest sellers are powdered eggs and powdered milk, simply because people want to leverage what's in their pantry.
Yeah, you know, and the thing about it too with the powdered eggs and powdered milk is you add water, and if you need a water purifier. Now, I mean, this is in my, we've got the river running through, you know, through our great city here.
But the deer's pooping it.
Well, but they do, but you have to purify it.
Yes.
And so you do that through a variety of means, but,
And we do carry a line of Seychelles water filtration systems. We have the hard bottles, which basically your own personal bottle, because the only way to get the water out is to suck it through. But we also have the plastic squeeze bottles, which as long as you don't put your mouth on the spout, you can use it for everybody. You haven't contaminated it. And those usually go for about 100 gallons. And then we have the emergency straws, which are 25 gallons.
We have all those things that, from the store. And so, and that's personal. But then you can go on even more and make it for a family. You can buy other forms that will, you can start running gallons through it. Is that right?
Yeah, we don't carry those, primarily because there are other outlets that can do a better job than we understand that people are very price sensitive. That's one of the things that I love about my shop is that you check us out on our prices, and then you go online, and what you find is we're actually cheaper than the internet.
Absolutely.
And that's actually the way brick and mortar stores can survive, is not only do you provide good service, not only do you have the information if you have questions, but if you can be cheaper than the internet, then it's a slam dunk, and that's, I think, why we've expanded so
well. Well, you know what, and you know, the equipment, you know what, the stuff you give too here, Jake, and I'm saying this not because, Jake's one of our sponsors, but, you know, when your life depends on it, you want the best that you can get. And you've got a lot of great stuff down there. And like you said, the prices are just outstanding. Buckets of food,
yep.
Extreme emergency preparedness. It's got everything we just talked about in it. It's just got it all. And I can't say enough about it. Now, where do people come down and see you?
If you're in Reading, we're at 3637 Eureka Way, in the Sunset Marketplace, we share a wall with Brown Table Pizza. Out of the four stores, it's our best smelling store. Because we have the pizza wafting over from next door. We do have an appointment only store in Palo Cedro. I'm usually there on Friday nights and Saturday, because that seems to be a good appointment time for people. But if you call, and you're out in that way and you don't want to come through Reading and your Shingletown or Burnie or wherever, we can meet you out in Palo Cedro. And that's gold, silver, and emergency supplies.
Great. Now, we're going to give away another one of these Sun Rockets because they got a great deal of.
So here's
how we do it, though.
Yeah, the plan is that we had such a good response, but we only got one bag of food out of it. So we're very crafty here, and we've decided to leverage that. So if you bring in a bag of food to KCNR, we'll give you a raffle ticket. And you know, I think there were like 7 or 8 calls that wanted this one. So maybe you're only competing with 7 or 8 people. And at the end of the week, they're going to put up on Facebook and stuff. But at the end of the week, they'll run the raffle, and you can win an extra.
That's right. You get the Sun Rocket. This thing is great. In fact, I'm going to go down today and get one from
your
store.
And I didn't even
offer
him a discount.
See, you know, I really think this is cool that you can heat water. And first of all, it's a cool gadget, which you know when it gets right down to it, yeah, this is cool. But it works. That's the best thing.
And you can also melt snow for it. I mean, they always tell you don't eat snow. You want to melt it first. My son had a snow trip earlier, and he went ahead and took 20 minutes after packing with snow to get water out of it. And so it's a really nice versatile piece of equipment. And I see a lot of gadgets that vendors want me to sell. And I test every one of them, and a lot of them go by the junk buy. This is something I have as well.
Well, you know, like I said, down here at Patriot Gold and Silver, right down here on Eureka Way and the other shops, it's a way to get them prepped. And frankly, I think that things are going to get worse before they get better. I want it for my family, for Linda and I, and to be able to take care of ourselves a minimum of a week, but really for 2 weeks, just in case that earthquake comes. You know, something like that. We have earthquakes up here. It could be anything that we can take care of ourselves in the house. We don't have to worry about people coming in and looting or anything like that, but just being able to take care of ourselves.
And if you're taken care of and you want to send buckets to family and friends,
that's right.
We do free shipping anywhere in the United States. You can come into the store and we'll do it for you. Or you can go on our online to www.thepreparedpatriot.com. That's right. Thepreparedpatriot.com. You can buy online, and again, it's free shipping wherever you want it to go in the United States.
Jake, thanks a lot.
No, thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate that, and appreciate what you brought here today, and we're going to be giving away more of these. Okay, we're down here on the corner of Eureka Way and California at Out West Furniture, and come on down and bring some food. Bring a bag of food. We're going to fill a bag, feed a family here during this holiday season. I'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind all the deer hunters we have the 2 to 5 gallon propane bottles ready to go. With winter just around the corner, keep those kerosene tanks on the top side. Our delivery drivers are out everywhere. If you see one of them in your neighborhood and you need fuel, give us a call right away. Maybe we can top you off. If you're thinking of upgrading to a new heater, give Johnny a call. And remember, we do take trade-ins. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com for CFN, fleet-wide, fuel man card lock needs. If you've been looking at the lawnmower and the weed eater like you're going to lock them in the tool shed, be sure to fill them up with ethanol-free 93 before you do. It'll save you a lot of grief come spring. Northern Lights Energy for ranchers, farmers, construction and loggers, and just regular folks. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added 2 or 3 vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Reading.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bichelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Reading day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. She's going to have Valerie Ng be with her and talking about what's happening at the Cascade Theater and other things happening around town in the North State. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa will join us and talk about what's happening in back in D.C. I can't wait to get his take on the Affordable Care Act and rollout of the system that they've got out there. He'll be on at about 8 o'clock. We have a group of other people coming in. Of course, we'll always be talking about the economy and what's happening right here in the North State on your favorite talk show right here with Carl and Linda Bott. Okay, hey, Bad Bob, what are we looking at for weather?
Sunny, a high near 77. Clear tonight, low around 52. Sunny for Friday, high near 76. Chance of rain showers after 11 a.m. on Saturday. Currently 45 degrees in Reading. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Bad Bob. Hey, I'm here with Sunny Hutt. Sunny, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay. So you're here with us with the
DowntownReading.com.
That's right. Well, you know, I'm not sure if that was not the police chasing a motorcyclist right now. It was another one of Amps. We're down here on the corner of Eureka Way and California at Out West Furniture, and we're collecting food for One Safe Place.
We are. We're doing the Fill a Bag, Feed a Family campaign, food campaign for One Safe Place. And come on down. We're here until 10 o'clock, or I am anyway. Carl's here until 9, and drop your food by and help the community.
You know, this is it's a good way to do that. It's how did you get involved with this?
We actually originated it. I dinner and a couple beers with Christy Hansen, we decided that they had a need, and my business partner, Christine Silver, and I decided that how we could fill that need is to create a campaign to bring food into the community.
Well, this is a way to do it. You know, we were here last year. They got a lot of food. The economy hasn't picked up as much as everybody would hope, but everybody has food laying around, but in your pantry or stopping by a store. Don't get the latte today. Go on down, fill up a bag of food, a bag with food, and bring it down here. I think you can't do anything better this morning.
We really would appreciate it. We still have 20 downtown locations that you can drop food until the end of the week. So you can go on downtownreading.com and find out what those are if you miss us today. But we're a little lonely out here, so come on down and visit and bring some food and supplies down to help those in need.
We'd like to have to call the police because of the backup of traffic coming through here. And we'd like to have the people here say, you know what, you just got to keep all these people out. But we need some more. We need some people to come by. Just take the time to drop by here. If you, or you stop by the station, we have a big bag there that's already, half filled, and we'll make sure it's full today before we bring it down. Is this, we're going to go to 10 o'clock today right here and at all the locations. What are some of the other locations?
Well, we have Brewcraft Coffee is one of our locations, and actually we have owner Nicole Larkin down here today serving her great coffee, so come on down. And Heavenly Donuts is also here with their donuts, so come down and get some munchies and some great coffee. Carnegie's is another. A vintage wine bar and restaurant is another. Tapas downtown. Moore's Flour Mill. We have quite a few great locations. Grace Place downtown. Wild Card Brewing Company on the other side of town. And check it out on downtownreading.com if you want to know exactly what we need and what locations we have available.
Okay, you know, there's not, you know what, during this time frame, you know, a lot of times we forget that because we're all really busy, is that there are people that aren't as fortunate as we are. And when we have that, if you take the time today to come by and drop off some food in one of those locations right here on the corner of Eureka and California. We've had, you know, in fact, today we said we're giving away to the first person for our radio show that called, that brought in a bag of food. They were going to get the Sun Rocket, which is a way of heating water with the sun. It was donated by Patriot Gold and Silver and Jake Ryan. And I see the guy that was here that did it is walking around here. He brought it down here. So that's good, and we appreciate that from Boo. Well, I guess we're going to be running here. Thanks a lot, Sunny, for being here with us. And, you know, tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, Eric Wittstrom of Five Star Bank will be my co-host, and we'll be seeing you tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. You still won't be able to make a cell phone call, but the FAA is going to allow most electronic devices to remain on throughout an entire airline flight. FAA Chief Michael Huerta says it's time for the change because technology has evolved.
Both in aircraft as well as the devices that passengers use.
But the change is not taking effect immediately because while most new planes will be able to meet the FAA's criteria, other aircraft will have to be updated, and a small percentage of planes will not be able to handle any interference, and on those flights, all devices will have to stay off, just like now. Flash flood warnings up across 10 central Texas counties.
The rainfall amounts are anywhere from 8 to 15 plus inches.
Warren Hassinger with Austin Travis County EMS. There have been a